Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. The National Institute of Standards and Technology gave out 7 NSTIC pilot awards for 2013, choosing 5 commercial entities and 2 states, including Pennsylvania. We're speaking with Frank Morrow, Program Manager for Identity and Access Management for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania has had a long program here for identity and access management. We have a roadmap that's been in place now for some number of years. It encompasses things like directory services, single sign-on, identity management and provisioning. And we have best-of-breed applications at the enterprise here for each of those areas. So it's been one of our long efforts here, and I think that probably weighed in favorably with the NSTIC folks. We have been involved with the various federal programs, identity and access management related, and certainly when this NSTIC came up a year or so ago, we were out there looking at it. We'd actually applied for a grant earlier, but that grant was not a good fit. It was more geared toward the private sector than public sector.
Now that Pennsylvania has the funding, the state will work toward a more pleasant and secure experience for users. They'll start breaking down some of the barriers that greet citizens as they wade through different agencies and applications.
Like many of the state governments, a lot of our applications and resources made available to the citizens have been developed across agencies, different applications, all having their own user ID, password, and security models. So a citizen here going from one application or to a different agency for services may have to register multiple times, have different IDs, passwords that they have to remember or somehow keep track of. Hopefully we will have our citizens being able to interact with our government in a more seamless manner without all the silos that they currently have to deal with. Within our own government itself, we have a lot of duplicative efforts here, both maintaining all the different systems that track the users, the user populations that are coming to them, as well as validating their identities and making sure we're dealing with the people they claim to be.
If this pilot project is a success, Morrow says consumers will be able to go from one application to another or from one agency to another without the hassle of having to create new identities with each of those applications or agencies.
For the government, we'll be breaking down some of these silos, being able to share the information rather than creating more information at each level and having to go out and collect and validate that information as we go. So hopefully be lessening errors, obviously, in collecting data and the potential fraud that can sometimes result.
Pennsylvania was awarded $1.1 million for the one-year project. The money will be spent enhancing existing user identity management for residents and modifying the various applications into a more convenient process.
This will be a voluntary application for our citizens. They do not have to enroll in it. This is in keeping with the NSTIC principles. Obviously, we think it would be to their benefit, but it is voluntary. And I think this will have some great benefits for both the citizens and our government.
The Research Triangle Institute will help determine the value of the work being done in Pennsylvania and Michigan. The Institute was awarded $300,000 to evaluate the results of the identity solutions deployed by both states. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.